Two Australians who spent decades teaching Indigenous languages have won the nation's top prize for teaching languages other than English. It's the first time the prestigious honour has been jointly awarded. Our reporter, Felicity Ogilvie, went along to the award ceremony in Hobart.
In the East Kimberley near Ord River in Western Australia, Sophia Munn teaches primary school children their local Gidja language. Sophia Munn is asking the children to say their names.
Well, I first started working at Woman School back in 1986. Then I feel really proud teaching Gidja to them, making them be aware of their traditional language, their identity.
She's so good at teaching Gidja that Sophia Munn has just won the nation's top prize for teaching languages other than English, the Patchy Dawes Award. The award is named after an Aboriginal woman nicknamed Patchy who taught First Fleet Lieutenant William Dawes the language of her people. Sophia Munn has travelled all the way to Hobart to be presented with the prize at a National Conference of Language Teachers.
I'm very honoured to have won this award.
This year, for the first time, there are two winners. Christian brother Steve Morelli has been working on the mid-north coast of New South Wales since 1985, reviving and teaching the Gumbangara language. He spoke some in his acceptance speech. Brother Morelli also told the large audience of teachers how locals have come to him eager to learn the language of the country they live on.
This was an intuitive awareness. They had the essence of what obtains right around Australia, that language is in the first place given to the land, and the land mediates the language to the people.
Up in the Kimberley, Sophia Munn teaches kindy kids to wash their hands before eating lunch. What does it mean when people can speak their own language on their own country? What's the importance of speaking Gidja?
Well, we believe that when we're speaking Gidja on our own country for mining companies, because we still do that, welcome to country, and we have to do it in our own language because our ancestors will hear it in our language and they'll understand what we're telling them, because to keep workers safe and just for going back on country, learning kids different, showing them different plants and medicinal purposes and country, like rivers, everything on country, we got names for it, so yeah.
What do you think people lose if they don't know the local name for something local, like a river or the medicine from the bush? If they don't know those names or they don't know how to talk to the ancestors, what's lost?
Their identity. I think the main one is their identity. They won't, they'll feel lost themselves because they don't know how to talk to the ancestors, and they will get hurt, they'll get sick. So that's why we want to keep teaching this language to our children.
Passing language on to the next generation is one of the reasons why Sophia Munn has won the Patchy Dawes Award. The lead juror, Professor Anne-Marie Morgan, explains that unlike many other prizes, this one is special because it's the students or past students who nominate their teachers.
It was the work that she'd done with inspiring others to teach the language as well and expand the language teaching community and inspire other teachers, which gave the program a sustainability and a perpetuation that it may not have had without such an inspiring teacher.
The CEO of the Moorabai Aboriginal Language Centre at Nambucca Heads, Gary Williams, nominated Steve Morelli for the award. Here they are speaking Gumbangara.
Ah, gagu.
Ah, daro ingina nyakei ko gagu.
Nge, daro ingina nyakei ko ngurka.
Oh, nge.
Gary Williams is thankful for the work Steve Morelli has done in reviving language by first listening to older speakers.
They recognise his ability to take down their stories and something they wanted for their grandchildren. They could see it disappearing. And to do justice to their stories because they were speakers, then he had to learn the language as well.
Brother Steve Morelli has trained many locals who have also become language teachers.
Sophia is working with her own language and culture. I always say that because I'm not a Goombanga, not even Aboriginal, everything I do can lower the actual cultural content simply because of who I am. And so I've always tried to work with Aboriginal people who are teaching with me and I teach with them so that the cultural component is not lost.
That's award winner Steve Morelli ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie there in Hobart.